long.
Blog Talk Radio.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Piro. The impact of Russia's assault on Ukraine's second-largest city continues to grow. Ukraine's State Emergency Services says the Russian airstrike destroyed an administrative building in Kharkiv. Cal Perry is in Lviv with a reaction to Russia's newest offensive across Ukraine.
We've seen this uptick, this pace increasing, especially in the eastern part of Kharkiv, really in its third day of a heavy bombardment with heavy fighting. We saw those Grad rockets sort of hitting the center of the city there. And then there is this armored column that is still headed towards Kyiv.
It does appear that Russia is having some supply chain issues with supplies headed to the front, possibly food and or fuel for their tanks. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is triggering a massive refugee crisis. The UN says more than 660,000 people have fled in the past 6 days. America's top diplomat is raising the prospect of removing Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. Secretary of State Antony Blinken questioned whether Russia should be allowed to continue as a member of the council in a speech today. President Biden will use tonight's State of the Union address to discuss the ongoing Russia-Ukraine crisis and economic issues facing Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said a great deal of Biden's speech. We'll talk about inflation and price increases. Psaki said Biden is always looking for ways to maximize the economic impact on Russian President Vladimir Putin. She added the president also wants to make sure the steps taken minimize the impact felt by the American people. It's that Tuesday in New Orleans. Michael Kastner has more.
Laissez-les bonsons rouler. It's been 2 years since the annual Mardi Gras parade was in full force. New Orleans Health Director Dr. Jennifer Avegna remembers Mardi Gras 2020 as one of the first COVID super spreader events in the nation.
We know what we lost in 2020, and then we know what it felt like last year to not have it.
The parades will be different, too. They'll be streamlining parade routes due to police and city staffing shortages.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKN or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems, and discover your unstoppable freedom power with me, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Through this series, we will uncover many of the unconscious systems and wounds, which are the driving force behind lack and unworthiness. I am a self-love mentor, life coach, and author who's been inspired to share my experience from my own personal journey of excavating through the wounds and trauma to uncover my innate magic and power. If something is missing in your life, but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn starts now.
I love that intro. Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for tuning us in. And by the way, part of what I love to do, and many of you, I actually got this question, Benny, the other day, Jacob, Olivia, I got this question the other day, and it was from one of our listeners, like really long-time listener. As a matter of fact, so long-time listener, Benny, that remembers like the crust-busting show.
Throwing it right? Back. Yeah, way back. That's
really,
throwing it back.
That's like that. You talk about the magic within.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. And what's interesting to me is they were asking a little bit about how we do things here. And I don't think about it. I don't, like, think about a methodology. I know that we are in service of people like Tracy Lynn. That's what I know. And she has a last name that is the same as my very close friend who's going to be on a psychic and Dr. D. Wallace. But Tracy Lynn Wallace, I get to work with people before we actually do a show like this, right? And one of the people were asking me the other day, they said, and I quote this, I wrote it down, so let me get my notes, Tracy Lynn. I got to get my notes so I don't blow the quote. They said, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I got to share it, okay?
Go for it.
They say, I heard you help people step into their podcast magic.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, you had to be looking at the show we're getting ready to talk about, right? I mean, that you had to be looking at that. Because what dawned on me is that what you do and how you do it, Tracy Lynn, what you do in helping people awaken your magic within, I can't even describe how important that is. And you are all those things you mentioned and that people heard in the intro. But the other part to the question for me was answered like this. I love starting these shows off. This is your show. Awaken Your Magic with Tracy Lynn Wallace. This is the show Tracy is doing to reveal all the unconscious systems and how to discover your unstoppable freedom power. And what I feel so blessed and honored to be able to do is to introduce you to the world. See, that's my magic within. And PR people don't get that. So today, I want to welcome you for this experience and honor that you bestowed on me to take the journey with you to really launch your platform, your message in an amazing way. Welcome to your own show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so excited to be here. And I just want to say real fast, over our last few conversations, you have made me realize how important and how powerful this really is. I mean, this has just been my truth and my magic that's been bubbling inside. And to be able to bring this to so many people and give people the opportunity to tap into their own magic and find happiness and peace and success and love and joy. And we're all just going through life kind of like these zombies and nobody can really understand why. And so when you said, like, oh, my gosh, I love your theme, it was that synchronicity and that validation of, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is why I've gone through all the stuff I've gone through. And that's why I'm here. Yeah. And it's just a gift that I got to meet you and we have this relationship and this connection. And it's just so easy and it flows. And so I'm super excited. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. I've got to ask you the question, and I think I warned you I was going to ask you this question. I've gotten to know you. I've gotten to know what you're doing now and what you're about to do and all the amazing people you're helping in the world. But, you know, you and I show up here, and we don't show up here without challenges and obstacles we've had to overcome. And, you know, I know we're going to talk about discovering and uncovering, but part of that is to look at some of the challenges and obstacles we've had in our life. And I want to know what some of those might be for you and what you had to do to move beyond them to bring you to this very moment.
Great question and very deep question. It was the pain. It was just getting to a place where my life wasn't working for me anymore. Sorry if I get emotional. A lot of emptiness and a lot of struggle. And just knowing that there was something more. And I've got three kids who are now age 16 to 23. And I wanted something different for them. And they were watching me and they were watching the patterns, or I was watching the patterns of my life continue, that they were going to continue to carry on. And it had gone from generation to generation. And I just said, enough. And I just was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I remember this moment probably 7 years ago, and I just was broken down. I was down, and I was on my knees, and I just was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I said, I've got to figure out why my life is like this. And I said to the universe, dear life, game on. And that's when it all started happening. the structure started to dismantle, and I started to find clarity on why things were the way they were.
And I love that. I love that because, you know, part of what we're talking about here to open the show up is discovering and uncovering. And, you know, part of that process is so activated by pain sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know it's been for me. And it's hard to describe what I mean by pain. The best way I know how to describe it for myself is kind of the way you did, right? But it's this place you might get to in your life where you feel like you're almost losing hope,
mm-hmm.
but you're not quite at the point of helplessness. There's still a little spark in there. And so talk to me about how you got to the place of discovering this and, you know, put yourself in the forefront, becoming, so to speak, as you would say, the captain of the ship. Because here we are, and people would see us as captains, but I got to tell you, sometimes I was a person down in the bowel of the boat, bailing the water. I don't know, you?
Yes, and so the question is, have you ever been in a place where you were trying to make changes in your life, and you're doing everything, and you're just like, okay, it's going to be different this time, and you go, and you're seeing change, you're doing things differently, and then within a couple of months, you're back to where you were. And when we get to that place, we have to stop and go, what is driving this ship? And we think we are. We think willpower is enough, but it's not. I mean, our subconscious mind is the captain of the ship. It's like that GPS system where you're setting it to go one place, or you're wanting to go one place, and it's taking you turn left at the next corner, turn left. And you're like, no, I want to go right. And it just keeps pulling you back there. And so when you can start to uncover and discover what these programs are that are driving that ship, then you can start to get where you want to be, whether it's weight loss, whether it's mm-hmm. unhealthy habits, whether it's a career or anything in your life. I mean, there's a system that is running in the background that we have no idea. We're about 95% of everything we do is run from the subconscious mind.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day and getting ready for the show, and we're going to talk about, you know, what is your magic in a moment. But what you're describing is so important because I was reflecting, I don't know, I think I was talking to Linda, and I was reflecting upon a really painful place and time in my life, you know, losing a job after 24 and a half years, 6 months before a full pension, but immediately going back to school and then being supported and directed to go on, to continue to go to school. I don't come from that family. Filling out an application for any kind of program, doing that on my own, daunting. And we were just chit-chatting a little bit. And I remembered one thing. See, the magic for me during that time, I never wavered on whether I was going to get in a doctoral program. I knew it from age 21. And I love how ignorant I was at the time I applied. Because this is why they say ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Had I known what I know now about the process and being rejected by like 35 schools, had I known that was a thing, I would not have kept my magic open for the one school, which was my number one choice, by the way, the one school that put me on a waiting list. So I want to ask you this. This ties right in to forgetting, as you would say, what you think you know, right?
Absolutely.
Because I had a conversation with one of our producers this morning, and if there was one thing I could say to somebody new in a job, walk in with not knowing what you don't know. Is that what you mean when you say forget? You think what you, come on, Tell me.
Forget what you think you know. That was one of the first things that my mentor years ago had said to me, and I did not know what that meant. But really, it's we're living in a life of illusions. We have these paradigms and these unspoken rules, whether it's our family, our religion, our political stance, beliefs about money and the way the world works, and it's letting these illusions fall apart and forgetting what we think is the truth about things, because we all have this set of glasses that we're looking at the world through, and it's a filtering lens that keeps us from stepping into our magic.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if somebody told you for 1 second that you had the ability to experience a new freedom power and create a new life. Programming would stop us from doing that.
Yeah.
But if we let go of all those limiting beliefs, like you have to have a certain degree, you have to, you know, look a certain way, it's letting go of all of that. And
I love
that's
it.
Where our magic comes alive.
Yeah, we're going to skip break, Benny, because I want to keep rolling with this. One of the things you talk about, Tracy, for those of you just tuning in, I want to introduce you to my friend and colleague here, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Her show is Awaken Your Magic Within. This is about revealing those unconscious systems and discover how you really tap into this unstoppable freedom power. And that's what we're talking about today. I mean, just today, I can pinpoint to so many things I thought were not available. And it's fascinating to me when we think we are actually driving the ship. Well, that's not a nautical term, driving. You don't drive the ship. I don't know. Whatever you're doing with the boat. But let's talk about truth, because truth is really difficult for people. You know, there's this idea that, oh, the truth will set you free. I like your version of it better. Tell us your version.
The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. And it does.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to chime in really fast and tell you kind of one of my first experiences at 20 years old. I was just depressed. I had just gone off to college. I was unhappy. I was like, I got to go to counseling. So I went to a counseling office. The first thing this man said to me was, tell me about your relationship with your father. And I said, my dad has nothing to do with this. And I got up and I left that office, never to go back. However, 25 years later, most of this had everything to do with my father. And I was so pissed. I was so bothered that he would point my unhappiness towards my family of origin, because I had the Brady Bunch family. You know, we upper middle class, nice house, private school, clothes, family vacation. On paper, it was beautiful. Behind closed doors, it was a very dysfunctional family system.
Mm-hmm.
And it affected me greatly. And I moved away from that family when I was 20 years old. I was a flight attendant. I'm like, I'm breaking free. I'm going to go live my life and be happy. And that baggage went with me. And that's what I think a lot of people don't want to face.
No. You know, I love that we're sharing it, because that's how you know you're on to something that you need to change. When it hits you at that, at least my experience is, when any kind of feedback that I've ever gotten, and I've talked about Mary Louise Smith a lot lately, but any feedback I've ever gotten, especially a boss that would just, would not even talk to me. She would not even talk to me. It didn't matter what I was coming into room. I could walk into room and say to her, oh, would you like to have lunch? But she knew. And she, before I even opened my mouth, she'd be like, what part of the problem are you? I mean, honestly. And the truth will set you free, and that, just that question is enough to really tick me off.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the notion of reflection and deflection, because I know that immediately my resistance went up. I would start to defend something. She just asked me a question, Tracy Lynn. Like, not, she didn't even, like, say anything. She didn't say, like, oh, okay, you got a big L on your forehead. None of that. That was me. She asked me one question. It would set me off every day that I was in front of her until it didn't anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm now thinking about what you're talking about, deflection and reflection and deflection. Deflection to me, if I put it in that context, wanted to walk up to her and just smear her lipstick. Okay? That's my version of it. But what does it mean to you? Because this is us getting ready to talk about what is your magic. But boy, we can shut magic down, can't we?
Absolutely. And this is such a deep question that I'm about to ask. How often are you blaming things on the outside of you, people, circumstances, scenarios, and not taking a moment to see what it is inside of us that's getting triggered? Nothing happens outside of us. Everything is inside of us. And all that's happening is these situations and people that come to help us grow and help us heal. And so when you're constantly blaming this person or blaming that person and, oh my gosh, they're just, you know, they're bugging me. And well, what is it that's bugging you? And this is about being able to go inside and ask yourself, what is getting stirred up inside of me? Why is this person bothering me so bad? You know, it may be a wound of, you know, I don't feel important, or I feel, you know, not enough, or I feel like I don't matter, or whatever it is. I mean, these are all programming systems that get rubbed by people outside of us and circumstances. This COVID scenario brought up a lot of internal pain for people.
Yeah.
And it's, the virus, people aren't getting back, whatever it is. Well, I actually noticed in observing this whole thing that it stirred up a lot of childhood stuff for me. The control, the being quarantined and not being able to leave your house, the, you know, the craziness of wear your masks, it'll save your life. Don't wear your mask, it doesn't matter. Wash your hands, don't wash your hands. Get vaccinated, get a booster, get another booster, get one more booster. No, the boosters don't help. I mean, it literally is a dysfunctional system in, you know, the current day.
But here we are with this, and I want to get back to this because this is really the lead-in to what is your magic and how to find it. I mean, it's like I lost my magic. I mean, people don't say that, but they do say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always talk about losing my mojo. I don't say that much anymore because I learned about this up here, this mm-hmm. thing up here. But it's really interesting you brought this up. I didn't know we were going to talk about this. Can we have the truth setter free and piss us off right now?
Let's do it.
You're right about this. And, you know, what is the subconscious arena we are in now that would drown out our magic? Do you know, I watched a show last night just so I can get clear in the magic of magic. And one of the things I thought about, and the reason I was really tapped into it, is I get clear to come back into the office. We have never shut down our studios, right? Neither is Benny. But we had to have certain restrictions, right? Like you couldn't go into the studio, right? Or if you did, then you had to wear a mask. So we went through all of that. I spent a couple of grand on getting scrubbers to scrub the air. But in my world, because I work with a team of health, what do you want to call them? Health experts. They have a rule with me. Anybody on your team that gets sick that you've been around, you have to quarantine. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I went through this the other day because people just get sick. They don't get COVID all the time, but it doesn't matter. And I went through this moment, I was thinking about you, and I went through this moment of pity party. And then I said, seriously? Okay, so I've got to work in my studio, work from home. But what happens when we let that kicked off feeling get in the way or block us from the magic that's waiting to be revealed? Right?
Absolutely.
Talk about what our magic is and why we get so confused about it, because people in Hollywood are not confused about magic.
Well, think back about to the time when you watched your first Disney movie or Harry Potter, and the magic that's in those movies. And what is it? It's this feeling and this fantasy, and it transports us to a different place and time. And that's what it is. It's really what gets created within us of stepping into this new energy and this new, refusing to let what's happening around us control what we're feeling or what we're experiencing in life. And, you know, back to the COVID thing really fast, it's just fascinating because, you know, we're in Arizona and we've been wide open. We've been, COVID was a blink in the eye for us down here. And I know up in Washington, it's a little more strict. And my friend was telling me that restaurants are just starting to open up. And so what's the difference here between one state and another state when it's still the same, you know, pandemic that's going on and how people are affected? And, you know, we're watching people going out and traveling and enjoying their life. And we're like, no, we're going to be the good little boy and girl. And we're going to stay home and do our role. And it was like, wait a minute, why is everybody else getting to go enjoy their life and awaken their magic and live in a different mindset when we're still living in this hostage situation? You know, it's just what we choose to do. And yes, please don't misunderstand me. It's about being respectful for other people and knowing that, you know, there's negative situations that occur can occur with this virus spreading. But at the same point, at the same moment, it's also about taking control of our lives and stepping into our own magic and not being the victim and not allowing somebody else to mandate our happiness.
Yeah, I love that, because talk for a minute about this innate power we have, but also this idea of resistance, because I could have been like the big R on resistance. And yet what I realized is that my situation's a little bit different, and I understand the people that are around me are just being super cautious for me. And, you know, and I could have been like berserker. And then I looked around and I said, oh, so I have to work from here a couple of days. How cool is that, right? You know, I may even cut the grass this afternoon. See, that's the difference between like that and going with the flow on this. Can you talk about energy and vibration? Because the minute I was able to shift that, and it took me a little bit over the weekend to do it, because I had to really think, when Monday comes, what will I do? Will I go in or will I stay here? But boy, it's so much easier if we just don't fire up our resistance engines. Talk about that, would you?
Resistance is the most painful thing that we can do to ourselves, because we're blocking our energy. We are blocking our magic. When we're in that place of resistance, we are literally, it's a control thing. And that is one of the lowest vibrating energies that we can have. When you start stepping into gratitude and love and acceptance, you're radiating at a higher vibration, and that's when magic starts to happen around you. So by being able to just accept and shift your mindset, right? Like you said, I could either be pissed about it, or I can say, hey, you know what? What can I do to enjoy where I'm at, or to find something to be grateful about, or do something to just flow with the energy? You know, most of us are swimming upstream in this constant, you know, flow of life. And it's like, sometimes you just have to let go and just whatever's going to be is going to be. And that's when that magic starts to, you become more empowered. You know, that's that unstoppable freedom power. People think letting go is actually giving up control, when really it's empowering you.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I want to talk about when we come back from break, because, you know, we're at a point right now where it's this crossroads, so to speak. But I found that every day is almost a crossroads for me, in that I get to really take in everything you've just said and really explore those things. You know, I even ask myself, okay, what am I resisting about this, right? And I get very short answers from the universe. I don't get profound Shakespearean, like, I don't get that. I get things like, you're the problem, Pat. That's what I get. And I say, okay, I get it. Yeah, you're right. But what happens when we do do what you're saying? When we come back, Tracy Lynn Wallace is going to walk us through how we access the magic. What is it in the moment that we realize we're just really just like letting go of the big R? It's just like dissipating into the ethers. It's like a vampire in the sunlight. That's what's happening. What a weird analogy that was. But here it is. When you're having that moment, get ready for the next thing. When we come back, the power of next when it comes to magic. Tracy Lynn Wallace. Tracy, before we go, how do people find out about you? Let's have your website.
They can find me on inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
You see that? Inspired Wisdom Coaching. When we come back, get ready to be inspired. We're also taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. What's your favorite movie? Do you know what it is? Do you know why it is? When we come back, I'm going to hear from Tracy. Maybe we'll even hear from Benny. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've lost my mojo.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie,
and me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Truth is Funny, Shiv Kaplan, with monthly guest host Karen Button. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Adrena Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Adrena Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insight on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
When you are out, I keep running, 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 I keep
everybody. Welcome back. Guess what? You're listening to a great show. This is a premiere show. It's one of several you'll be being able to watch and listen to Awaken Your Magic. But then this is Tracy Lynn Wallace's show, Reveal Unconscious Systems and Discover Your Unstoppable Freedom Power. That's what we're going to talk about now. Again, before we kind of roll on this, because really we're getting ready to talk about, you know, that energy and vibration that we talked about. But now we have to evaluate stuff. Just like I was talking to you at break, like I had this evaluation thing going on. But how we look at ourselves, right, that could either get us to hold on and finish the dream, to either go back to school, to maybe get a new job, the love of your life, have kids, a new home, whatever that is, be of service in the world, maybe join the Peace Corps, I don't know, maybe become Forrest Gump, whatever that is for you. We're going to talk about that, but I want you to just remind people, one, how do they find out about you? How do they find out about how to connect with you? But more importantly, how to work with you.
Thanks, Pat. I'm so thrilled. Dr. Pat, I'm so happy to be here, and welcome to any new listeners. I can be found on my website at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. I've got videos on there. I've got courses and workshops that I offer. I've got books that I've written around this theme that we're covering, which is basically the subconscious programming. So they can email me at info@inspiredwisdomcoaching.com or find me on my website.
I love it. Look, this is leading up to really tapping into that magic. This is accessing the magic. But before we get to accessing the magic, we're going to take a step back and really get to this thing that we don't want to do, or we rarely want to do it. And I'm telling you, Mary Louise Smith, I know you're up there. She just has been hitting me harder and harder and harder with that question. What part of the problem are you? Now, did she do that to be mean, Tracy? Like, no. She was trying to help me grow as a person. She really was. And there's a longer story that goes with it, and I owe her so much for my career and my success. But how do we evaluate our world? How do we get beyond the shackles of fear and lacklusterness and hopelessness? Tell us how important this is to do this step before we access the magic.
When somebody is ready, there is nothing that's going to stop them from wanting to get to this place. So think about for a minute when you play games with your family. Let's just bring up the game Monopoly, which people either love or hate. And I have played with two people that have thrown the board out of frustration. So think about the way that you play a game. You know, are you strategic? Are you trying to win it? Are you wanting to make sure everybody else is happy? Are you wanting other people to win as opposed to yourself? I mean, this is a great way to evaluate your world, because the way that we play games is truly the way we play life. It's what we do in our relationships. It's what we do in our careers. It's what we do, you know, in the outside world. And so being able to step back and just start being an observer of your patterns. I mean, that's the first step, is having an awareness of, you know, like I'm saying, go play a game and just start watching how you do it. Because when I play with my family, every single one of them, it's, that's who they are. And it comes out. So once you become conscious, that's the first step. Then that's when the changes start to occur.
Yeah, I love that you're talking about this, because I didn't have a childhood where I couldn't even tell you about games. I didn't grow up with books or fairy. I mean, honestly, as I got older, I reinvented my childhood by reading things or watching things. But I did play sports, right? I grew up in the Bronx, so sports was stickball, manhole to manhole. That was your sport. But there's something interesting about what you said, because there are inhibitors and there are trajectories. There are the things that will allow us to go to this next step of accessing our magic, or kind of keep us stuck, and we don't even know we're stuck. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there? I mean, I didn't know I was stuck till crust busting came along. I just thought I was supposed to not be moving forward and be miserable. I thought that was it. But let's talk about this, because there are some things we learn with these subconscious behaviors. I've had to get help, just like therapy or coaching. And I know that's what you do to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the subconscious tapes that, you know, we think are working for us, but maybe not.
We've got this, these systems that are running, and they are in place. They were put in place at a very young age to keep us safe. And when I say safe, it's emotionally safe. Keeping us safe from shame, from fear, from judgment. And so they served us very well at one point in our life, but now as an adult, it's that old baggage that we got to clear out. And, you know, when you're looking at relationships, we're usually playing out relationships the way that we saw them played out as children. And once we bring that to the conscious, then we can start to let those things go. And so in our success, in our purpose and desire, following our purpose, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, I think for you, for example, you shared with me your table tennis, right? You love playing table tennis,
I
right?
Do.
And if you decided to be a professional table tennis player and make a living off of that, you know, as a child, having a dream like that and the way that it gets received by the parents of like, oh, you're never going to make money doing that. You can't do that. You need to go to college and get a degree and, you know, this sort of thing, instead of supporting us and going, you know what, you can be whatever you want to be and you can do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our magic when we're following those intuitive feelings that we've had from a very early age and not stepping and letting the programming that was bestowed on us run our lives.
Yeah. You know, let's just fast forward, because what I'm doing here today, the network that you're on has been with me for 20 years since day one. You know, nothing but support from Benny, from Eric Crema. You know, before that, John Schwartz, the people that were part of this original journey for me. When my life and everybody close to me was like, you're out of your mind. Why are you taking up that job? Linda stood by me. Jessica showed up, helped build this. Jessica, Linda, right? When I think about that and what it's like to have people that don't understand what you're doing literally walk away from you and doubt infiltrate your life, we've got to call on the magic. We have to be able to access the magic. And that's why I so love talking with you about this, because had I not been able to do that, and I had a lot of help, let's just be clear. I'm not here because I'm like this incredible individual. I have had angels. I have had a team of people. I have had the best doctors in the world and naturopaths save my life. But the one thing that I'm reminded of through you, Tracy Lynn, is that all of that is great, but you're basically running in place if you cannot access the magic.
Mm-hmm.
You're running in place. That was the birth of crust busting. Actually, I wasn't running. I was on the couch. I couldn't get off the couch. So talk for a minute about what it is that we are now called to learn about moving beyond these unconscious or subconscious beliefs, because we all have the magic within us, don't we?
Absolutely. And identifying what these structures are that have kept us stuck, displacing them with the truth, the universal truth about who we are. We are co-creators. We are powerful. We are lovable. We are loved. We are abundant. We are pure spirit form. And being able to step into that magic of knowing who you are, as opposed to living by the belief systems that were created as a child. You know, I had a lot in my upbringing, and I was the middle child of three, and my brother was really close with my dad, my sister was very close with my mom, and I was the lost child. And I lived that my whole life. Just just keep quiet, Tracy, you know, like if you just keep your mouth shut, everything's fine. And when I started on my journey, it was like I started speaking my truth, like this is really dysfunctional and this is not okay, and setting boundaries. And it ticked a lot of people off. You know, nobody wanted to hear the truth. It was like, Tracy Lynn, you're the problem. Just keep your mouth shut. Get back in your place. That's basically what it was. You know, you've got, like, think about the mobile above a baby's crib, right? When you pull one of those little hanging things off, it throws the balance off of everything. And that's what happens. And it's very uncomfortable to pull away from those systems because people freak out. You know, like, for example, stepping into your magic and doing something that is far outside of what your family of origin would have ever done. You know, creating this radio show just like you did, Dr. Pat, right? Like, oh, my God, what's she doing? That's, like, you know, not what this family does. And I think you said your dad was a truck driver, right?
Yes,
and
Dad,
so, like, so here you are doing something that's so far off, and it creates discomfort for everybody around you. And that discomfort is could create such a pull for us to stay stuck and stay out of our magic. And so the willingness to let go of things that no longer serve you and let go of things that or people that are holding you back because they're uncomfortable. I mean, have you ever mentioned a big plan that you had to do something and you've had people go, oh, Dr. Pat, that's not a good idea. Oh, Dr. Pat, there's just, you're not going to be able to do this. I mean, you're not going to be able to pull off this radio show on your own. And then they get in our head.
Oh, yeah. No. Literally a year, like 2005 maybe, somebody from Jones Media found out about the show, and I went to his office, and they wanted me to talk to him about syndicating. And I remember this like it was yesterday. Isn't that funny what we remember? And I remember this big building downtown and the guy sitting across from the desk, and I come in, you know, all of that stuff. And I wasn't really sure why I was there. I know my friend wanted me to go there. But the bottom line to this was, he basically spent the next 15 minutes telling me why my show would never be popular, why I was putting my eggs in a positive talk basket, that there was nobody really doing anything whatsoever like this in media, and that I should just pack up my little girly bag and go home. And by the way, your show's called Crossbusting? What the heck is that? And I remember this. And then he said, and you know nothing about formatting. So, look, the best thing I learned from him is I didn't know anything about formatting. Mm-hmm. And when I left there, I found out. He says, I'm gonna gift you something. I'm going to give you one of our coaches. If you work with this coach, he will get the direction of the show because you are pretty good on air. But he'll get the direction in a place where we can syndicate it.
Mm-hmm.
They got me a coach, gave me three bits of advice, and then I fired him after 1 hour. People will not always approve of what you're doing. But Tracy Lynn, isn't it important for us to find that magic within to know what the truth really is? I mean, honestly, I had relationship breakup. I got sick because of my doubt. And I now know that in every nugget of anything that is put into my consciousness, there is magic. But what you do is to help people access it. Because, see, that's really the missing link. People know that they've got a little magic within, clueless on how to access it in moments when we most need it. Can you talk to that?
It's me, and I was just going to talk about what I've experienced about the last week and a half building up to this. I mean, I was waking up, like, just feeling depressed and feeling in a funk. And, like, what is this? Because I get up, I'm happy, and, like, okay, I'm optimistic, and things are getting better. And After about a week and a half, I had one morning when I woke up and I thought, maybe I'm supposed to be miserable. Maybe I am supposed to just suffer through this life. And as insane as that sounded, that's how I was feeling at that moment, because I've been pushing and pushing and pushing forward so much. And then it hit me. My ego, I was about to step into something big, being on this radio show with you. And my ego was like, we got to take her down fast, because this is too much. She is trying to shine. She is trying to have her voice. She is trying to help heal humanity and empower other people. And after my 5 minutes of having this conversation with myself and going back and forth, I realized what was happening. And it's just that insidious, where it was like I threw in the towel and I was like, I'm just, you know, screw this. I'm done with life. I'm just going to suffer and be a victim and martyr the rest of my life. But I was
laughing at you. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at, you know, how we may be twins from another mother or something, right?
This is what I'm talking about, observing. I mean, I was watching myself have this. I was like, who is that girl? Because that's not Tracy Lynn. And so I had that. Anyways, my point is, I had this vision and this plan, and the universe was putting this opportunity in front of me, and that programming was like, no, 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 this is way too big for you. Shut it down.
Yep.
You're going to be too depressed. You're not going to be able to be on the show. You're going to have to call and cancel, and it's going to be done. So this is what I want to share with the listeners. It's like, just be aware and observe, and when you have that magic inside of you about something, don't share it with everybody, because everybody's got an opinion. And that negative energy pulls away from your magic. And you just keep that your little secret, and you know who the people are who are going to support you. You know who you can share it with and who are going to believe in you. And you just protect it. It's your little seasoning.
You know, it's fascinating we're talking about this, because we're going to do a bunch of other shows together and then independently, where we're going to talk about how do we put that beautiful, how do we pour that water on the magic seed? How do we help it grow? How do we protect it from frost, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we feed it the right nutrients to get it to nurture? And sometimes I have to go back to what you said earlier is, if we're not around and aware of how we surround ourselves with our own thoughts and even our subconscious, or if we don't have somebody to reflect upon us. You know, when my relationship ended, right, I was shocked. And all my friends were like, oh, seriously? Like, have you been asleep for 10 years? Like, seriously? You know, what kind of radio show do you do? Are you just been like, what? Like, you didn't see this? I am an optimist. I am what you call a proverbial. In The Wizard of Oz, I was hoping that somehow the Wicked Witch would turn and become good. In the movie Jaws, I was okay until the shark ate the dog. But we have to bring optimism back, because somehow part of a magical spark. I'm not saying to be naive. That's not what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. But we got to peel those layers back, because nobody likes to eat the skin or the onion. I don't know anybody. You ever put that thing in your mouth? No. Who eats that?
Yeah.
Great show. Again, tell people how to find out more about you. And then I just would love to know what your personal message is, especially with the recognition that all of us have this. It's not what's in our bank accounts, is it?
Mm-mm.
How do we find out more about you? Tracy Lynn, thank you for a great premiere show. Thank you.
Oh, thank thank you, Dr. Pat. It's been a pleasure, and it's just, I love the energy that's coming out of this, and I hope everybody feels the magic coming through the radio and internet waves. But, you know, I guess the biggest thing, just going back really fast to The Wizard of Oz, and as we watched for 2 hours, Dorothy's trying to find her way back home, right? And at the very end, after this journey and this pain and struggle and fear, the line that Glenda the Witch said to her is, "You've always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it yourself." And that's what I want to leave our listeners and viewers with, is you have the power. You have the magic. And you get to tap into it, and you get to take it to whatever level you want. The possibilities are endless. And this is your birthright. This is the life that you are meant to live. And so tap into that magic and do what feels good. Do what feels good. I think we don't do enough of that. And so I'm sending everybody out there love and healing light and magic. And I'm so excited for our next show. I can be found on inspiredwisdomcoaching.com and on my website. I believe it's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com/magic. I'm giving away a free intro book, Awaken Your Magic, and it's just a little bit of my writing from one of my other books, but it's free PDF that there's some insights and some tools to kind of, you know, identify some of these subconscious beliefs that people can start tapping into and addressing.
Yeah, and you know what? If I get that link, I'll put that up on transformationtalkradio.com because to me, and I know we're going to do this. Oh, well, let me just tell people, this is not the only show Tracy Lynn Wallace is going to be doing. We had a whole series planned. This is like, you know, like not even the appetizer. This is the thing that really talks about your passion,
yeah,
and what you are doing to help people. Because I love that spark. We know when we feel that spark of magic.
Mm-hmm.
We also know when we want to turn away from it. And I got to tell you, your ears must have been ringing today. You see, if we don't go back to what you said earlier about entering the space of not knowing what we don't know,
mm-hmm.
we will miss things. We will miss funding opportunities because we think that no way would we be eligible for that, or the love of our life. Because we have some vision around, oh, really? They're never going to like me. Or maybe a job. Or maybe working with Tracy Lynn. Like, oh, she'll never work with me. Right? No. See, everything is so divinely appointed. And you reminding us that that is within today's world needs that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be reminded that underneath that onion skin that nobody should eat, I think my mom used to boil those skins for a reason, but I don't even know. I don't know. I think she put them in with chitlins. That's a smell we have to talk about in the next show. But underneath all that, slice a juicy onion that you can put on top of that tuna fish sandwich. When that layer is pulled back and you reveal, oh, now I know what I'm having for lunch. Tracy, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to awaken your underlying power by shattering unconscious limiting beliefs which have been influencing your life. There is an innate part of you that thrives for love, happiness, and success. It is your birthright. The choices you make now have the ability to empower you to see things from a higher perspective. Visit me at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. We'll take a little bit of a break in the rain showers. Mostly cloudy skies. See sun rays peeking through. Other than that, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Traffic has smoothed out quite nicely since this morning's rush. We still have a little bit of slowing in the south end coming out of Sumner on 167 northbound through Algona Pacific, but it will break free just before Highway 18. Stay tuned coming up next. After the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's why wait. Look better. Feel better. Be your best from the inside out with your host, Georgette LePage. It's all about health goals, holding back, and holding on. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The UN says well over 600,000 plus Ukrainians have fled their country in just 6 days of fighting. Tom Yamas in Lviv.
Those numbers are growing every single day, but we knew they were going to get there because when we were crossing over from Poland into Ukraine, we saw the miles and miles of people waiting in their cars and also the crowds just trying to cross over. That number has jumped from 150,000 to Sunday to now almost, we're approaching 700,000.
If Russian forces do arrive, ordinary citizens are ready to fight back using thousands of Molotov cocktails already prepared and more to defend themselves. A congresswoman with Ukrainian roots says the people of Ukraine need weapons sent to them from the U.S. so they don't have to use sticks. Indiana Republican Victoria Spartz said Russian forces are killing women and children as they invade her birth country. Spartz said Russia is bombing cities around the country until there's nothing left and slaughtering people like animals. She pleaded for President Biden to be more serious and direct with sanctions. Spartz said if Russian President Vladimir Putin isn't stopped now, American troops will be eventually sent to fight in Europe. One Republican senator calls global sanctions on Russia really impressive. Florida's Marco Rubio insisted Russian President Vladimir Putin can't win his ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
He's either headed towards a very costly military victory or he's headed towards a quagmire, which is his military can't achieve victory.
He said Russian forces will get bogged down in a prolonged battle with Ukrainian insurgents. Rubio repeated a suggestion that something is off with Putin and stressed that the Russian leader is increasingly isolated. Rubio is the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. An Atlas V rocket will lift off from Florida this afternoon. The United Launch Alliance rocket will be carrying a series of advanced weather satellites called GOES-2 into orbit. The satellites will stay fixed over Hawaii, tracking storms moving across the country. The launch window opens at 4:38 p.m. Eastern Time. Weather conditions are forecast to be 60% favorable. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, if you haven't guessed already, yep, more rain today. A soggy week ahead. Things will start to dry out by Thursday. High temperatures in the low 50s, with rain and clouds through the overnight, low temperatures in the mid-40s. Pretty much all I can say is stay dry out there, folks.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Hey, everybody, welcome. What a great show. I am so thrilled. As I said before, I get to take a fascinating journey. I never thought, as I look back in my life, I never thought that I would be blessed with being part of a movement, you know, a movement about positive energy and positive media, and get to introduce Georgette LePage. And her show is Why Wait? Look Better, Feel Better, Be Your Best, Be Inside Out. And when you think about what Georgette has said yes to in bringing her message, but also bringing her talent to help so many people, I can't help reflecting upon my sister and the struggle my sister had. She wasn't as fortunate as I. She didn't live in the Pacific Northwest where I was surrounded by people that were doing incredible healing work. She didn't have a talk show where she had the power to control the direction of it, even 3 months after the show starts. She didn't have Georgette, because if she did, she might still be with us today. Because what Georgette does is, as you hear today, she lives, she breathes, she walks, and she is living proof of what it means to really move beyond what we are tackling in front of us and look at our lives, our bodies, our mindsets, how it all plays together. Today's show is a very important message for our time. This is her show, and she is taking on health goals. Holding back and holding on. Today, remember, when I started this 20 years ago, the show was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, because I was so stuck. The only metaphor that I could come up with for where I was in my life, what I thought I wasn't doing, was being totally crusted over. And maybe Georgette Benny will hit us up with a jackhammer later. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your own show.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to us today. Thank you so much. This is going to be a really cool show, for sure.
You know, if somebody would have talked to me about health goals 20 years ago or so, I mean, honestly, I know how important they are. But we are living in a time right now where these two words are probably the two most powerful words if people want to live a quality life to a very old age, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, just when we see a little glimmer of hope from one thing, we get piled on with layers and layers of something else. And if you were to watch the news all the time and get stuck in that way of just being overwhelmed and piled on top of with what's going on around us, mm-hmm. they would be very hopeless. So today I really want everyone to hear the message that there is hope and it's within you, and we'll show you some ideas for that. But it's difficult right now. I mean, we thought last year, the year before was tricky. Not so much. Not so much. We have different elements happening that many of us in our lifetime have not experienced, and that's the really difficult part. And people are just falling by the wayside, and we're here to reach our hands out and give you a lift up so that you can move yourself forward. So
you're so right. And that brings me to this. I want to just tell everybody, I don't know how to express the prayers and the blessings for all the people in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I think you alluded to that being part of what it is, because I got 3 calls over the weekend from women who said to me, I never thought I'd have to watch another war like this, and had triggers around Vietnam and 30 plus years of sobriety, reaching out and saying, please talk to me. I don't want to drink. I don't want to use. But I can't stand to watch it. And I think where we are now is to say, look, here is help today. And what you're talking about is setting up health goals, which are mind, body, spirit, otherwise, that help us stay rejuvenated despite the news. Right, Georgette?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a big message today, that we have to acknowledge what's going on. So many things. I, in particular, have a friend whose family is in the Ukraine, yeah. Her husband's family. She's desperately trying to get them out of there. And we would not think of that on a regular basis. You know, there are people trying to survive, just survive the night, let alone any more than that. So there's it's intense and it's in front of us. And, you know, just as we didn't think there'd be a pandemic in our lifetime, now we have this, you know, and it does trigger people. I'm glad you brought that up because I have heard that from so many people. It triggers other things. It can trigger, like you said, if someone has been through a war or something like that before, certainly it brings that up. But I also hear people saying, I'm so consumed by this. This is so upsetting. I want to eat everything that's yeah. around me, or I want to drink, or I just want to lose myself in social media, and I just want to stay in bed. I'm hearing everything. And these are from what look like normally well-balanced people, you know, because we always see the outside. We don't always see the inside. But for people who I'm seeing who typically can keep it together pretty well, or so we think they can, and they're falling apart, and they're so upset. I've heard people just saying, I can't stop thinking about this, you know, and then there's the difference between caring and, you know, caring and carrying too. So there's some boundaries with that, but it's something when we see images on TV that is just disturbing, and it does send us into our own spiral. That's yeah. for sure.
And I think that's part of what your passion and purpose is, because you understand the many layers of this, and that's why you're able to help people. But you're right about it. I mean, it's not just one thing, but the statistics are really showing how much pain people are in right now. And I love that you brought up eating because it, and social media, because it often gets left out of the conversation as if it's not a thing. But it is, isn't it?
It's huge. It's huge. We eat our feelings. We numb in so many different ways. Food is being, you know, one of the most common things. But drinking, I know that during the pandemic alone, drinking, you know, the habits of over drinking went sky high. You may not have been able to get toilet paper, but you could get liquor. You could get other things. It was just so out of whack. I was looking up some statistics too, and the average person, not an overweight person to begin with, but an average person gained 29 pounds during COVID. So it wasn't the COVID, you know, 19 extra pounds. It was 29. And if a person was already overweight, they typically, in theory, put on 50 extra pounds. So the self-medicating right there, you know, was really way off. And also, I will say, there are some great stories. You'll hear the occasional story of someone who lost 100 pounds because they could focus, they could look in. But for the most part, unfortunately, that was a huge side effect of what happened. Depression tripled, right? So depression yes. tripled since about February or March of 2020. So they first kind of doubled, and then they just went way up. And I don't, you know, the latest statistic was out in December. So we still have, you know, things are not necessarily improving. And people, I'm not sure if they know what to do. They just are so, like, just overwhelmed with all of the things, and people have lost their jobs. You know, if you go somewhere, although people have lost their jobs or switched jobs, there aren't a lot of people working in places. So you've got people who are overworked. So you've got everything. We yeah. just, it's like a big salad bowl yeah. mix where you mix it all up.
Well, it really is. I mean, I have a friend that has to do something. So his perspective is everything you just shared, right? Not having a clue about where to even begin. That's what we're talking about here today, is where do you start? And by the way, when we say health goals, we're not just talking about the body here, right? We're talking about the holistic view of setting goals. But for him, I'm just saying, he switched from this is his remedy, and actually it's a pretty good one. I'm not saying for everybody to do this, but for him, whenever he felt like grabbing or stopping at the donut place or whatever, the bag of potato chips, right? I mean, this is his list of stuff. He now picks up the phone and he calls his senators with an S, all of his congresspeople, every day. And his message is, this is him, you have forgotten of small businesses. That is his go-to, because what he was feeling was a sense of powerlessness. Isn't powerlessness journey where we're able to say, I'm not going to have any health goals because what's the point?
Oh, absolutely. It's the never mind, I can't help it anyway. It's far gone, and what can I do? And then you just kind of fall down the rabbit hole, and things don't get better that way. It's great. It's a great strategy to just stop, look around, see what's going on, what's really bothering you, and, you know, decide if it's food, are you truly hungry, does your body need fuel, or should we address some feelings? So that's one thing. If you're not moving and you're in the house and you're kind of bored and you tend to do other things when you're bored, get outside. Even if you live in a snowy climate, you know, bundle up as safely as you can, get out there, or bring your equipment inside. Right? There's not a big excuse anymore. You don't have to go to a gym. You can make anything happen in your house.
Oh, my gosh. I watch this. I watch myself. I'm a great observer of myself, and we're going to talk about it. But there's a question that you asked that I think we should address. And it is something that I faced when I was on my healing journey. And I got a little triggered the other day.
Mm.
You know, we're living in a world where once upon a time, if a staff member you were physically sitting next to got sick, it was no big deal, right? Yeah. You got out the Lysol, you sprayed the room. I have a scrubber that kills everything. It's a machine. It's awesome. But now, those of us that have very specific health goals, if we're around people that are sick, and this happened to me last Thursday or Friday, I can't remember, when you have a team member that comes in and is not well, for most people it's like, okay, stay home or go home, and then you're done. We're not in that world now, right? We're in the world of, okay, is this something you have to report? You now get to ask people if they've gotten a certain test, and that would be so forbidden, right, mm-hmm. with the HIPAA stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That would be like, oh, no, you can't. I mean, somebody's nose is running. You just have to let it run. But we have so many reasons to have our let-me-stay-stuck basket grow and find the benefit of it. And I had a moment of that for myself the other day because I realized, oopsie, got to call my practitioner, got to da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and by the way, it's a good idea if I just don't go into the studio for a couple of days. I never thought about that before. What kind of added stress does that give us? Now, I want to ask you the second part question, because I could have let my mind just go berserk over it. You see how easy it is in today's world? And I'm an adult. Kids, teenagers, are we all going through this, Georgette?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that because I am around kids quite a bit, and I have a teenager who's 18, and although he doesn't always, you know, express something, I can tell that things are not normal. Things are not back to normal. We're going in the right direction for things at schools and you know, we just here where I live, we just had our mask mandate lifted. so we can now all be out in public. People are still kind of skittish, so, you know, it's going to take a readjustment. But we're not all okay. We've been isolated. Isolation is something that came up that I looked at. People are lonely. People aren't yet socializing the way they used to, person-to-person, face-to-face. Thank goodness the brightest point of technology has been keeping us somewhat connected. I will give it that.
Yeah.
Even though it's been a lot, that's been key.
Oh.
I know for my parents, keeping, you know, in touch with them and everything, priceless.
Yeah. I mean, we've had holiday Zoom dinners, right?
Yes.
Let's just talk about this. For those people that are just tuning in, I want to take a really short break here, Benny. For those people just tuning in, you're listening to Why Wait, Look Better, Feel Better, Be Your Best from the Inside Out. The host of this fabulous show is Georgette LePage, and we're talking about health goals. Why are we holding back? What are we holding on to so tightly? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, how does all of this, right, even if it sounds like a fleeting thought, but how does all of this, how does it relate to what we feed our minds, right? Why didn't I talk about my healing journey on air? Why didn't I talk about it? What was I thinking? When we come back, negative self-talk. It is almost like that Britney Spears song, Toxic. Let's take a short break. Georgette, how do we find out about you real quick? What's your website?
All right. GeorgetteLePage.com is the best place to find all of the good stuff and all my contact information and my blog and archives of the podcast as well.
Yeah, and also if you go to Facebook, because a lot of you on Facebook now, you can go to Georgette Coaches You, correct?
You got it.
All right, everybody, short break. When we come back, are you ready to hear this? And by the way, do you want to get some help today with changing a negative thought around your weight, around your health, around health goals? You want to get some help from an expert, Georgette LePage, 1-800-930-2819, or send us an instant message as well. We're going to take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Bearfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kareen and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KareenBearfield.com.
I just want to sing Bring Britney back. That's what I want to be doing. It's like, bring Britney, where you go? Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Fabulous Hit Show, Why Wait? W-E-I-G-H-T. Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. But also, this is Georgette LePage's show. Here's what you should know about her and her practice. This isn't just about your skin. It's about everything that affects your life. You know, whether it's weight loss or whether it's setting some goals, like health goals we're talking about today, or whether it's understanding a mindset you might have. Like, even if you know that you just bought that vibrational machine that you don't even have to stand on, you've got it stuck in another room, and it could be so easily put in front of you while you're watching TV. What stops us from that? You know, what stops us from that? How about walking to the mailbox? You see, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Georgette, you're a certified health and life coach. You work with women all over the world. We're taking on a topic right now because health goals are so important. Again, tell people how they can find out about you and your website. And then I want to talk about that.
Well, good. Thank you. And everyone, I'm so grateful for you listening today, and I hope you can walk away with one thing, because I like to do one thing at a time and do it well. And so please listen today and pick up on something that you can grab and something that will give you a little bit of hope. And if you want to know more about me and the programs that I offer, please visit my website at georgettelepage.com. There's some great content on there in my blogs, and I want you to get to know me and what my story is too, because I'm just not sitting here today just because I've done this my whole life perfectly. Not at all. Not at all. No. As we just said, the biggest aha moment for me in life was how to work on in here before I could work on the outside. And it took me a long time to get that. So I hope somebody out there today can get it a little bit quicker, a little bit easier than I did, just by knowing there's a different way to look at your health, and it starts from the inside, very ironically.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute, because you and I share this in common. I didn't get here 20 years ago because everything in my life was just great. No way. You know, but there's a part of having an openness to things that helps us. Negative self-talk is not one of them. Can you talk about the work that you do with people, number one, and identifying what negative self-talk is, but what negative self-talk is that holds us back? Because it's not a one-size-fits-all. It comes in so many different ways, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. When I first start working with people, a biggest part of it is to listen and see how deep they are in the negative self-talk. And normally, unfortunately, it's pretty deep. We don't even realize how we talk to ourselves. I always wish that people would talk to themselves the way they talk to a best friend, or they talk to a child with kindness and compassion. We just create stories about ourselves that are so unkind. I mean, I confess, I've done it myself, and I have to catch myself and reframe and flip and change it around. When I look in the mirror, for example, and I think, oh, you look awful today. Oh, my gosh, that's even better. Here we go again. I have to stop myself, and I have to look and say, look at that beautiful person looking back at me. She's here today. Good for her. And then I have to remind myself that I'm a work in progress, like most people. So let's move on. We've got more stuff to do. But I'd no longer beat myself up for things like that. I do not talk to myself in that way. And if I start to, which is just, you know, slipping into an old habit, I know how to get myself right back up again. And it's just talking to yourself as if you were your best friend. So I would like for everyone to try that this week. Just look at yourself a bit differently. Don't, you know, you don't need to say unkind things to yourself. You don't need to remind yourself of the 500 times you tried something and it didn't work. And why am I not doing this now? When I was 20, I did that. We need to live in the present, see where we are now, and look for the future. Where are we going? That's the big difference with coaching and counseling or therapy, because coaching takes you where you are and moves you forward and shows you that. Because I've said before, when you're driving a car, you're not constantly looking in the rearview mirror when you're driving. I hope you are looking forward. You might glance back every now and then to get some information, but we're moving forward. So a big piece of that is how you talk to yourself. It starts in the mirror, I think. It's a great place because I know a lot of people that don't even want to look in the mirror. And you shouldn't let a mirror go past you without taking a little peek.
Yeah, I love that you're doing this. I mean, in talking about this, because underneath not wanting to look at yourself is what? Let's talk about what that's about for a minute. And, you know, look, everybody out there, I'm not saying that this is you, but there's something underneath, you know, the what. There's something in the what. And there's something in the why. I walk by the mirror, I don't look, don't take my picture. Mm-hmm. I could go on. But that is about how we feel about ourselves. Even if we don't say it out loud, it doesn't mean it's not in our consciousness, right? And it's a drain on ourselves, isn't it?
It's an energy drain for sure. I mean, it could be such a thing if we did a little study and watched a bunch of women in particular, put them in a room and say, I'm going to take a picture. And you just watch how many people scurry for the back row of the picture. It's amazing. It's amazing. When I work with people, a big thing is, would you like to feel differently when you walk by a mirror? Or when a picture, someone's taking a picture, would you like to feel differently? Would you not like to be the back row person? They're like, oh, no, I could never do that. And so right there, we kind of sell ourselves short. No, maybe you just haven't done it yet. So I use the power of yet quite a bit for people to be hopeful. But there's something inside. If you're not quite at peace with your exterior, we first need to look in the interior. We need to know what's going on. And that takes a lot of one-on-one work. And it's fascinating because sometimes when you're looking for something and you're looking for a reason about something else, it spirals into something else. So sometimes it's not really about the fact that you gained 20 pounds. Maybe it's about the fact in the end that you don't feel valued or someone hurt you. And a result of that is might be how you look now. You didn't care for yourself. You didn't take care. There can be so many things. It's like a puzzle. I love listening to people. And coaches listen a lot. We are very good listeners, aren't we?
There's no question about it. One of the things that I absolutely would love for you to talk about, which is either going to be an energy drain or an energy boost.
Yeah.
And that is one of my favorite words. It's called focus.
Hmm.
And, you know, I've had my close friends, you know, look at me and say, man, you're like paradoxical. And I would look at them and say, well, what do you mean? They said, honestly, I've seen you at certain points in time, and you don't, you, like you're on another planet. You're like you're on another cloud. And then I've seen you as one of the most focused persons I've ever seen.
Mm.
Clearly, when you get a goal and you put it down, you may not be attached to the how, but focus. And that now is one of my, it's always been a favorite word of mine. It's been both a cursing and it's been a blessing and a curse for me because I have those hurts. But when we're talking about health goals, boy, we need to really ask ourselves, where is my focus?
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And that's a great place when you start to think about it. Okay, what's my focus? What am I concerned about? Am I concerned about the fact that I just got a really bad lab report back from my doctor? Or did my doctor tell me I'm pre-diabetic? Have I gained 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds? And for some people, it's 5 or 10 pounds. It doesn't really matter. Everyone's different. Or have I realized I have no energy anymore? I don't want to do anything. I don't want to leave my house, which is something I hear about now.
It's big.
And so where's your focus right now? Is it on making some improvements on your health? Are you serious about that? Is it enough for you to do something? So that's important. Is it just exercising? We're not saying you have to, be an elite athlete, but maybe just getting outside. No, maybe you need fresh air. Maybe you need to be out and about. Maybe you need to be with people. That isolation comes back. So where is your focus? Mm-hmm. That's question number one. Also, where is your energy going? Is it being drained or is it being surged and recharged? And these are great questions. And every day is different. We all have good days. We all have bad days. We have to realize that life is, I think it's 50-50. And, it's not all rainbows and sunshine.
Yeah, it's like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get, right?
Betty, I think that's a Forrest Gump thing, right? Right? I think that's what his mom told him.
Yeah, it's like a box of chocolates.
Yep, that's it. But what is that? What's really underneath that?
Right.
What I love about that, right, Benny, it's life is like a box of chocolates. First of all, it's chocolate. Yay. Right? I watch people look at a box of assorted chocolates, right? And I don't have a sweet tooth. So for me, I have to zoom in on the one, like the one. And family, just to tell you a little bit about my sisters and my brothers and my dad, if I didn't get to that chocolate box first, chances are half of them left in there would be half bit off, right?
Yeah.
But because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But you do know it's chocolate. See, and we forget that, don't we? Isn't that part of understanding how to set health goals?
Absolutely. Expect things are going to be stressful. Expect that there are going to be some obstacles in your way. Expect that you actually have control over how you react to something. You don't necessarily have the control over what happens to you. But you sure do have control on how you react to it. So you may feel a little, oh, my gosh, I was given this body, was born with this body. Yes, it's a beautiful body in so many ways that you just might not know. So what am I going to do with it? Where am I going to go? What choice? It's a choice for you to pick yourself up and decide, is this going to pull me down? Is this going to drain my energy? Or is this focus going to energize me and going to help me to reach my goals? I'm going to show myself that I've got something left in me here and I'm going to do this. And that's different for everybody. Yeah. It might be, like I said, just getting out and walking. It might be cutting down on TV time, mindless TV. It might be starting to fill your mind with beautiful music or beautiful podcasts and people. Maybe you need to kind of shake it up a little bit. Maybe you've been with the same people. Maybe it's time to, take some risks and put yourself out there in a new group. There are so many things, and there's no age limit.
Yeah.
There's none.
Man, what you're talking about is so important because it really leads to what is your emotional environment. I happened to be chatting with a friend of mine and her how old is he? I think he's like 13-ish, young son. And I was asking, yeah, how are we doing? I was blah, 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 school. And he said something interesting to me. He said, yeah, it's good to go back to school. He said, but what I really miss is playing games with my mom and dad. And I looked at my friend and I said, dude, like, why did you stop playing games? I mean, I'm like, and then I realized, like, he was standing right there because it was odd for me. So we may have to change some things. Maybe you're not going to play the game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon now. But don't we have to find, especially in these past couple of years, there were things that we found that really did work. Yeah. How do we bring those forward and clear out the clutter that doesn't help us?
Oh, my gosh. This is right up my alley. I love this. It's so true. You know, at any time in your life, you can find the good. It's not that I'm saying bad things don't happen and tough times don't happen. I acknowledge they do. They do. We can't say they don't. But we can look for the lessons, and we look for the good things. I mean, did you perhaps spend more time with your family in the last couple of years? Did you do things like that? Did you pull the board games out? I know we did. They were dusty. We hadn't, because our son has gotten older, we didn't take them out anymore. What a shame. We even moved them to a new spot in our house so we could get to them, and we still occasionally will pull those out. It's a thing to remember. You know, just dinner time. Do you sit down by yourself? Or did your family start to eat together because, you know, people weren't on the road to every practice under the sun, every after-school activity, every meeting? Chances are yes. You may have had meals for the first time in a long time. And even if you did takeout, maybe you didn't sit at a restaurant for 4 hours. You sat at home together instead. Yeah, keep those things.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about clutter for a minute, because this is one of my favorite and least favorite things to really look at when I look in the mirror. But there is a feeling of stuckness that can be suffocating. Probably there's other words for it, but being stuck and vegging out, or whatever you want to call it, it works up to a point for a lot of people, and then it doesn't anymore. But feeling like you've been held back. And, you know, Linda said to me the other day, you know, she said, yeah, I'm going home to clean up because Karen was over and we did some redecorating home pictures and I just got to clean the clutter up, right? That was so important. But our environment can either pigeonhole us in both body, mind, and spiritual ways, and we don't even think about it.
You are so right. You are so right. It's not just about the physical environment is what either. It's what's in your mind. And basically, let's start at home. That's, most of us, you know, are lucky to have a home. Ask yourself how you feel in your home. Do you walk into your home and you're overwhelmed because everything is piled high and unorganized? It's in your way. You have to crawl over things to get to the door. Or do you walk in and it feels so peaceful? And why does it feel peaceful to you? Is the decor a certain way? Is it nice and orderly? What kind of pictures do you have around? How did you make it to feel so inviting and so relaxing? Because it sure is nice to come home if you've, you know, been out doing something or working and you come home to your sanctuary. So place number one to look, you know, what is your home environment? It's the physical part. And then what does it feel like? Is it stressful when you come home? Do you feel so overwhelmed because there are a million things to do? I mean, any people that, you know, have a home know there are a lot of things to do, but how are you managing that? Are you looking at it as, oh, I'm so lucky I have a home? I wish I'd saved a poem one time. I wish I had. It had talked about all the things that we feel stressed about and like, oh, I've got to do this. It's a chore. And the flip side of that, you know, I'm doing laundry and I'm grateful I have clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cleaning my house and I'm grateful I have shelter every day. Or I'm grocery shopping and I'm grateful I have food. So it takes a while to think of it like that when you're in the everyday, you know, real life. That's what we all do, real life, not like it is on TV.
You know, I want to take a short break because when we come back, I really want to take this through to the next level because I don't think there are many of us that want an obstructed pathway to success. And I don't mean just success in a job, but I mean success. It could be in your marriage, your relationship. It could be, you know, in your sport, as you mentioned earlier. It could be in just writing, success in laying out these health goals. We're going to talk about what that may look like. Because the bottom line is, if you feel suffocated by your inability to move forward, you're talking to two people that know a lot about that. And the first thing I want to say to you and think about while we go to break is you're not your stuckness. That's not you. It is a thing. It is not a person. It is an it in a moment of time. When we come back, Georgette's going to help us move beyond that suffocating feeling. And then, honestly, she might be able to help me try to get over the fact that they actually killed off Black Widow in the Marvel, and but just they killed her off. Oh. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Courageously Expanding Love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationships with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
To the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, you are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Tune in to Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
everybody, welcome back. We want to get you some help today. You're listening to Why Wait. Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. It's so amazing Georgette LePage gets to bring you this show. You're going to hear a lot more from it. And some of the shows we're planning to really help you all. And even if it's not you directly we're talking about, we know that the statistics show that you know somebody. You know, somebody that's having a little bit of a rough time, somebody you've watched. So we're hoping that by getting this message out, that you'll pass it on. You'll be able to say, hey, I just heard a great show, somebody that might be able to help you, and you'll pass on Georgette's information because that is seriously our goal. That is our end game here. Georgette, one more time, please give people the website so that they can find you easily.
Sure. Please go to GeorgetteLePage.com, and everything is on there. I want you to learn about me. I want you to get to know me, know my story, and a lot of free content from my blog. So please take it and use it and pass it on if you like. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to give some people a little hope.
I love that you're doing this because I do know what it's like to be stuck. I've had that happen to me a number of points in time in my life. I've worked with other women that never thought they'd be able to even think about a health goal. And today's show is all about it. Where do we get started? How can we help people get started? Even if it's just one thing, or one part in their life,
right,
that they get focused on.
I agree. There's one thing, and I always like to work on one thing at a time, and someday later we'll talk about the pitfalls of multitasking because I've learned that along the way too. So to do the one thing at a time, you really, I call it clear the clutter, and that's both in your brain and in your environment. Because if you find your goal, what do you want to do? What problem do you want solved? What result do you want? And you have to clear the pathway, both the physical pathway and the emotional pathway, right? And the emotional pathway kind of has to come first, but the physical part is very important as well, because sometimes out of habit, we just go about our lives. We do not even realize that we are overwhelmed when we come through the front door because everything is so out of sorts, so unorganized. And then you just say, oh, never mind. What's the point? Right? Or, you know, you think you're so far gone with your health. You know, okay, gosh, over the years, I can't, you know, I feel all these aches and pains, and now I'm at this weight, and, you know, what can I do now? There's always something to do. So the first step I would always say to people, gotta clear the clutter. That's your physical and emotional environment. So, you know, you got to write things down. I think most people are visual learners. Make yourself a list. I have lists all over the place. Sometimes thoughts come to you in different places, in the car, all over the place. Jot them down. When you're feeling stressed and you're feeling like there are so many things that you need to fix and change and improve on, but you just don't know where to start, write them all down. I use my example of the stress circle. Take a big piece of paper with a big magic marker, write that circle in a big, huge circle, lay it all out. Get it all off your brain. We call that a brain dump or a brain download. Get it out and look at it. I'm going to say you'll be surprised maybe sometimes, most of the time, that you had a lot in your head, but when you put it on paper, it might not have been as bad as we had created the story to be in our head. We're very good story creators. We should all be award-winning authors by what we tell ourselves in our minds. You know, I will admit, I'm right up there. I can spin a story so quickly. You know, you may get an email from someone, and you may have this entire made-up story about what this person really meant or what they want, you know, what they want to talk to you about. And by the time you get there, your brain has interfered. And your brain has created a lovely story that would have been award-winning on paper. So it's the same thing with your goals. Put all of the stress down and look at it. And pick one thing, just one. Today I want you to think of one thing when we finish today that you could start to clean up. Is it something in your brain? Is it, okay, I've got to I keep using the weight example, but there are so many others. You know, I've got to move a little bit more. My doctor told me I need to be more physically fit, you know, because start it now. You can start at any time. You can start anything at any time. I want you to know that for sure. Any goal can be started. Just start small. So, okay, I'm going to walk every day that I can outside. And if I can't, I've got my treadmill that's collecting dust. Let me try that. Let me take all the things that I've hung on my treadmill and let me actually use it for what it's for.
Boy, there you go.
You know, luckily I've never done that. We've never allowed ourselves to do that in our home. We've actually used it.
Very tempting.
Yes, it's the most, if you look at pictures of people's homes, you will always find a piece of equipment that is not being used for exercise. It's amazing. It's either for clothes or a storage. When you have to clear off things on your treadmill to use it, that's a great place to look for your clutter right there. So get something out of your way. Pick something. I'm going to walk more. Okay, so you have to set that up. What does that look like? Does that look like your physical environment? You are going to go in the neighborhood? Does it mean you're going to walk with a friend at a park every day or certain days? Put it on your calendar. It's an important thing for you. It's a commitment. Write it down. And help your environment to work in your favor. Like I said, get everything that you need. If we're going to do this walking goal, if I'm using that. And then remind yourself, this is important. It's on my calendar. I'm going to honor it. And I'm going to check it off when I'm finished. There's something beautiful about checking off a goal or scratching it off.
I love it.
There's got to be some brain science that I'll have to look at.
Yes.
I'm sure there is. It's so fulfilling. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So I would say start there. That's just one example. There are so many related to your health.
Yeah.
Everyone's at a different starting point. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. Or you will. If you compare, you despair. And we want you to have some hope for one thing to do. So your clutter is both physical and mental clutter.
Yeah.
So
I love that you said don't compare, because too often we really go to our list, especially when we decide we're going to buddy up or work with a buddy, and they're able to do a million things, and you're like, I cleared out my exercise room. I don't have my laundry in there. But that is so important in life, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's kind of like the stay in your lane strategy that I tell people.
Yeah, stay in your lane. I like that too.
Just stay in your lane. You know, don't be concerned what other people are doing. You don't know their whole story. Mm-hmm. They look great now. You don't know they had, you may not have known they've been working for 2 years on this goal. But, you know, you saw them for the first time. You're like, well, here we go. So-and-so's doing great. You know, what about me? You don't know their story. So don't compare and despair. Just learn from it, be inspired, you know, and go forward for your own goal.
I love it. Georgette, would you remind people of how they can find out more about you, but also what's the best way for them to work with you? How do they do that?
Yes, absolutely. On my website, georgettelepage.com, you can go to the contact button. And you can send me an email, and we can get set up to have a discovery session so that you can see the programs that I offer and if we're a good fit for each other. I've had people, you know, I've talked to them before, and it didn't feel right for me, or they needed more. They needed therapy and not coaching. So
right. We
take care of that. That's complimentary, and then I can tell you all the options that you have. And oh, I can't wait to get excited. You know, I'm so excited. I can't wait to get started with more people because it's a ripple effect. I promise you, when you start to feel good about yourself, like I said, on the inside, and people really benefit from being around you. You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey.